Gmail James, me, 10 years later, forwarded message, human without a tongue in local HIV community Oakland, California, USA, HOMOSEXUALSAVAGERY 2005 3 messages realuphuman.net Thursday, December 24, 2015 at 10:04 p.m. to 10 years later dash celebdins trials dash and dash tribulations at growup.net forwarded message from realuphuman.net date Sunday, May 28, 2006 at 9:39 a.m. subject, forwarded message, human without a tongue in local HIV community Oakland, California, USA, HOMOSEXUALSAVAGERY 2005 to san.francisco at ic.fbi.gov Dear FBI, I contacted you a few weeks ago regarding this situation that I am in. I have made several attempts to resolve this matter personally. And truly, I am running in courage fear factors over all of this. I have been in contact with my father Mr. George Driscoll in San Bernardino, CA. And actually he has been very instrumental in guidance with me to define several of these things up until this day. And I have local area witness who basically can confirm from his own experiences about collision, among the local HIV, AIDS agencies and even to the events that happened in court may all be interlocked system of oppression that has been taking advantage of the HIV residents, many of the HIV support services in this area for their direct monetary advantage, in essence an inventory of cattle. My due process rights have been violated. In court on Friday, May 19, with inadequate representation from the Eviction Defense Center, Oakland, I was given only a 20 to 30 minute conversation with them the first time I stepped into their office. This was a referral from Sarah Paul Malin of the AIDS Legal Referral Panel in San Francisco. She had been given several facts in this case that I wanted to step forward. But there was no address of these facts. And as you can tell, email is a very important tool of information and communication that I have to be able to use in my case. To the facts that Eviction Defense Center represents that they have no email address period. The EDC wanted to negotiation move out terms. But my case brought forward is from a stand of legal necessity and out of legal duress. The life and death jeopardy in this case is an entire class of human residents that have ties to this local HIV community Oakland, California, USA. Anyway, I did not accept this incompetent situation and was scuffled into court trial as a self-defendant in my case in the lobby of the court trial on Friday, May 19. Our case never was heard and the case went into standby where I was given the following instructions from the court calendar clerk, we will call you up in the PM for court in the AM or AM for the court in the PM. If you do not hear anything next week by Friday, call the court. I took this as instructions to call the court on Friday. I never received any call from the court so at approximately 2:30 p.m., I called the court. She told me my case was defaulted. She then reverses the story that she told me I had to appear. During this pause, I made basically my pre-trial discovery, notification of my defense to Mr. Alan Horwitz using a newly assigned Yahoo Mail account, which is why I contacted you the first time. All of this email has been forwarded up to this my Gmail account. And as I told you, I am running in courage fear factors over my own personal safety. I am not running in a story of deception. I am a former California notary. I have a duty, an American citizen duty in all of this. With the disrepair state of this community and the disrepair state of any community member's computer illiteracy skills, one may even take the stretch of definition to declare this a matter of national security if you consider that we as a community are basically all used up in this oppression and are turning in on ourselves. I do have a copy of The Golden Bough by Sir James George Frazer in which in September along with the trap account I set up to catch the cyber harassment I defined homosexual savagery 2005. One of the persons in this savagery was Stacy Vickers who is my witness now willing to come forward. I am also in fear of his personal safety for he does not know all of the intricate details of me contacting the FBI. Yesterday, I have contacted via fax the ALCU in San Francisco the thread of this email here. I hope they contact me very back very soon. What is happening in this local community seems far-fetched. But I have been attempting to only define the consequences so far. The source with all of the facts and my experiences of trying to bring up this community into the information technology age, my life mission itself, see my resume, I hurt very much with the level of roadblocks after roadblocks in my way. And now as of November 2005, the world community via two direct missions of the World Summit of the Information Society and the World Community Grid. FIGHTAIDS at home, my legal default is unlawful detainer of my residence here at Allen Temple Manor app number 308. I am trying to do the right thing. Everyone in line of this has framed me a loon. I am being outcasted as a pariah. I may have only 5 days remaining to remain here without having to pack up my stuff and continue this stand, their assault on the heath and welfare of an entire class of humans here. I have placed several cyber marks in all of this that just can't be removed and lost. That has been my battlement arms in this. They cannot get remove this human out of the way. It is not going to work, but I cannot do this alone. I have even had bones left at my doorstep in December. Yes, you heard me bones. I could be openly Wiccan in the military. What is wrong with this local community? They do not stand for what the world does. Great reasons urbans will unite peace. Thank you. Forwarded message from realuphuman.net date May 22, 2006 8:51 p.m. Subject, re, human without a tongue in local HIV community Oakland, California, USA, HOMOSEXUALSAVAGERY 2052, press at google.com POEELEZ, I sent this to press at google.com BCC, wits underscore law at yahoo.com, below, this dude created a at Yahoo account the day he first contacted me. Eventually I asked him to verify why. Original message from James M. Driscoll to Alan Horwitz sent Tuesday, April 4, 2006, 6:41 p.m. Subject, email identification assication Mr. H. O. Horwitz, I have a practical email ID enification assication question. I have to. Why does it look like Witz Law at yahoo.com was created just for my case on March 30, 2006? This is a bit odd, you do realize. Thank you, Mr. James M. Driscoll, following up into conversation. This transpires to FW, email identification assication from James M. Driscoll to Alan Horwitz less than wits underscore law at yahoo.com, cc, less than san.francisco at fbi.gov date, April 4, 2006 to 8:52 p.m. Mr. Horwitz, please realize that part of my case revolves around harassment involving building security that most likely, if not definitely, was captured on surveillance cameras. In order for me to bring all of my evidence properly forward, I would have to sue Pena HUD for security personnel as well as electronic records, which I definitely intend to do. As well, although I was not going to engage into bringing forward other cyber-related facts of harassment issues since August 2005, including a hacked account profile of mine with the following status, number of logins, 7, all time specific, most recent login, the 3rd of September 2005, 4 hours 17 minutes and 25 seconds p.m. 213 days ago profile created, the 3rd of September 2005, 6 hours 37 minutes and 45 seconds m. 213 days ago profile last updated, the 1st of October 2005, 8 hours 32 minutes and 53 seconds p.m. 185 days ago I may place cyber-related details into this case due to the facts addressed in this topic. Email INDENIFICATION assication, now don't call me paranoid when facts are undisputable. I set up this account on purpose to catch the harassment. I also reported several questioning behaviors of contacts during this period to website administration of 3 different websites. I contacted Ms. Spire on the date after the first incident with security 3 Sundays ago. I told her I was considering going to the office of the FBI. Now, I know I have to. I am not kidding around. Are you? Mr. James M. Driscoll 510-562-0703, LEZ, I still do not know what to make of all of it. But I am asking for help. I have placed direct markers and POEE makers for all to see and not be lost. Oh kind sir, you represent the building manager at 37. 45 feet 27.44 inches N 122. 11 feet 4.00 inches W. Can I have your attention of this human here writing from this space, in the green triangle Mindway, are you listening to my pleas of resident need here to understand me and not continue the silence to outcast me away into invalid useless junk? I hurt. I am more that junk I promise you. This is the hurt that is in your representative's care. I have not been heard, and it has been sent. Please sir I beg you, please understand me. Tears are flowing, tears. As you represent it, do you want to change the definition of your reality in all of this matter? Please sir, please I beg you please do. Anyone in the world can see what I have laid out in this. And it is not going anywhere to get lost. ELIZI, watch this case please. I am calling out an SOS, I definitely have been told to do so by the goddess. I had pre-screening tickets for Da Vinci Code the day before my first court date, Friday. In taxi, playing on the radio on the last street approach, the police, message in a bottle, I am telling you the 100% real up truth. Watch out for me, please, I am calling out an SOS in this case. This is very scary, thanks human, James M. Driscoll, real up human for 100% complete truth. We never saw the judge in waiting for a call back from the court, on call. I cannot see how they still wanted to negotiate a settlement. Eviction Defense Center, was there to rep me, I only had a 20 minutes office time with no follow up and believe it or not they do not have any email address. How local community wide, is this? I did not accept settlement of 60 day relocation. Encapsulated fear local community-wide results in past persons defaulting in this same behavior, I have a witness willing to come forward Stacy Vickers, and to know I am being real up human to all of this, wow. What the fucked up human is going on around these parts? Contact me any way you so fit. Market by ELIZI, do you agree? Am I right? Am I wrong? In the remaining last POEE mark shows that this email shows. Thanks. I am encourage fear factors to know some, ing is evil in this. I am Orgenial, White Magic Chat, at AOL, Music Macker 2ELP. On May 22, 06, realuphuman.net wrote, Dear Google, my human identity is James Martin Driscoll and I live in Oakland, California, USA, at Allen Temple Manor at this spot 37. 45 feet 27.44 inches N 122. 11 feet 4.00 inches W, 53 FTL, this human is hurt, suffering, not bodily starving, but intellectually cut off and fell like trash, junk and dirt. I have created a Google group forum, local HIV community Oakland, California, USA, with no interest of participation. I have been running Fight AIDS at home since March 05 and as of November 5, of course is at WORLDCOMMUNITY grid. My world community grid team is also named the same, local HIV community Oakland, California, USA. Even that does not jar them to address me, and they continue to silence me away to invalid junk. I am the sole contributor to our illness in that effort. Why is this? There is more. They were not listening and it is health and wellness, and or else death of a priority. Everyone I meet in this subset of community member humans is encapsulated in fear. Everyone I meet who happens to have a computer is suffering from computer illiteracy. In all of the memplex of mentalities around this fucked up human. Net land is cascading to a community that uses me up one-to-one techie here since less than 1983, then turn on me, into silence, and now as of recent I am in legal eviction to get me out. I have had to place it up at this level on purpose out of legal necessity and out of legal duress. Yep, I am fully prepared to outmastance to a valid state of well-feeling, a return my dignity of human once more. Bet, if I fail in my efforts, I am going to walk, step by step back to my homeland where I came from. It is safe to say by now, that I have your attention, I hope. This is a sad state of affairs around here and I need help. It is a state of oppression I think I can trustfully state exists. I have been basically using Google search time results to show, they have a work ethic disresponse in all of these matters. They simplify our communication streams to verbal only address, email ignored no time to take apart. Words as temporary as toilet water, I declare. ANVO, accept no verbal orders in my personal life, it is affecting me to a label I identify as, HOMOSEXUALSAVAGERY 2005, just after my 40th birthday September 1, 2005 when Katrina hit and changed the scope to which I could relocate anyway. Today I accepted my human identity back and all of this is James, me, from my own, realuphuman.net, lessthanrealuphuman.net@gmail.com, itself. With this self-accepted new identity, is where my new humanity will be returned or else I will walk away from this dark land of Oakland, California, USA. This land, brethren of dark, of deception, of disrepair, of despair and hurt. It is a fucked up human community. As my grandmother said just earlier today about some, ing else, a rotten town. So I bring this up here for honor of heritage. I am in legal conflict of residence. I have not had any address to my issues for over a year. I am a human existing as HUD 811 housing, HIV supportive housing, in which there is no community level support. Instead of attempting to apprise me to a panel to air my concerns, they just keep receiving my emails, my personal calls, my voicemails, and never return an expression that I have voice. I am trying to act in this community to effectively bring this AIDSCOMPTENCE.org for a period of 9 days, Novena, starting November 7, 2005 and ending on the date of the full moon I was a human without a tongue in honor of Marlon Riggs who died in Oakland of AIDS April 5, 1994. He is director of the film Tongues Untied. For also take note, in Oakland there is another HUD 811 facility named Marlon Riggs Apartments. This gets into the very soul of the nature now. The 11th of June 2003, my move-in date here at Allen Temple Manor, Oakland, California, USA. My outmasting efforts before I even knew that was what I was crafting. The 30th of April 2005, I created the Urban Dictionary definitions, fucked up human, real up human, MAYDAY05. I created the linking definition, humans, from my internet domain namesake, in the Mindway. The 10th of June 2005, I am the registrant of realuphuman.net, and fuckeduphuman.net. Now this is where we are going to bend to the mast of priority needs of this community, you would not believe to what intelligent level one have had to impose to create an outmast of identity. This is based on events even before moving here. There are specific details that must be carefully noted. All of these can be verified and this is not a joke. I was at the East Oakland Community Project, a homeless shelter, 5725 International Boulevard, Oakland, California for a period of plus or minus 40 days in August, Sep of 2002. My CDL expired that year, so I had to use that address for renewal for September 1, 2002. This next statement is not to cascade chaos or blame over there. But to reflect a time period evaluation. The homeless population is structured so that there is a single case worker for PAWS persons. Remember my homeless stay was 40 days but some of the PAWS residents in that facility had been there a lot longer, up to 14 months. In my 40 days, my HIV stats spiked and settled down but never returned to undetectable status, less than 50 viral copies per milliliter blood. But Atlas, that state was returned to me in December 2005. Why I tell you my outmast efforts over my own fear bearing down on this community. I do believe that the staging of these next issues directly related to in-facility offerings of intelligent communion from my facility therapist Pat Sumlin. Alpa's residence had to consult with her. She was very helpful in several issues there and overall in my life. I had offered my tech assistance with the approval of the director, Ms. Wendy Jackson, to the working need of computer tools for all residents. There was an disarray of missed computer stuff in a locked storage area. Apparently from previous persons passing through the facility. I was able to set active two computers to a functioning state. Then I moved on and out. My own effort for housing assistance above from the time they offered each of us. Why was I there only 40 days, must be CONSIDSERED when you reflect on my HIV status spiking during that period. My background of informational resource from my first job in the computer lab at the San Bernardino Public Library. And no to the placement of the MAST, I do not know the current state of their relocation project. But the East Oakland Community Project's new facility is marked for 7515 International Boulevard. Yep, if you look that up. It is across the street from Allen Temple Manor. My registrant address for realuphuman.net and fuckeduphuman.net is there. There still has had no groundbreaking. But I did attend one community meeting and spoke at a city council meeting on their behalf a while back. I don't want to have to go into the stress of the next stage that is happening today. I am not giving all of these details. But you will not believe the level of disservice of this community, at all passing levels, to my case. My next stage in all of this, a jury trial. For which I have no legal counsel. It should have never gotten this far. I have been silenced to junk. I have even have attempted to contact Ron Person, AIDS Administration, to inform them of the World Summit of the Information Society in November so I know for sure that possibility some, ing will pass into this community should I not be successful in OUTMASTING my valid EXISTANCE here in this community and in jeopardized residence at Allen Temple Manor and not a home even though everyone up in line at AB Howe, American Baptist Homes of the West, that I have attempted a proper meeting time with standard 2006 communication tools of a computer. This situation is so far-fetched to realize it is occurring in this pause progressive region 1 no. But I even have been cyber-harassed, cyber-attacked, a trap account that I set up on purpose with the following status, number of logins, 7, all times Pacific, most recent login, the 3rd of September 2005, 4 hours 17 minutes and 25 seconds PM 260 days ago profile created, the 3rd of September 2005, 6 hours 37 minutes and 45 seconds M 261 days ago profile last updated, the 1st of October 2005, 8 hours 32 minutes and 53 seconds PM 232 days ago please, can you offer any apprise or help? Mr. James M. Driscoll 7607 International Boulevard No. 308 Oakland, California, USA 94621 510 562 0703 realapuman@gmail.com BCC, to the plaintiff's attorney what are you going to do to me? Kill me off. This is a serious matter oh kind sir and I am not taking any prisoners. Please understand me. No one in this entire community is listening to us. This is much more than a facility wide resident issue which seems your representatives are all a part of. I needed some, ing more than just a conversation with Eviction Defense Center. I need some, ing more than a jury trial under as a self-defendant. Where do you stand? I am right and they are wrong. I am reaching out for an SOS, you know where in all what I gave you means. RealUpHuman.net Thursday, December 24, 2015 at 10:05 p.m. to 10 years later dash celebdins dash trials dash and dash tribulations at GrewUp.net forwarded message from RealUpHuman.net date Sunday, May 28, 2006 at 9:42 a.m. subject forwarded message human without a tongue in local HIV community Oakland, California, USA HOMOSEXUALSAVAGERY 2005 to san.francisco@ic.fbi.gov very important term correction misspelled collusion dead message from realuphuman.net date May 28, 2006 8:39 a.m. subject forwarded message human without a tongue in local HIV community Oakland, California, USA HOMOSEXUALSAVAGERY 2005 to san.francisco@ic.fbi.gov Dear FBI, I contacted you a few weeks ago regarding this situation that I am in. I have made several attempts to resolve this matter personally. And truly, I am running in courage fear factors over all of this. I have been in contact with my father Mr. George Driscoll in San Bernardino CA. And actually he has been very instrumental in guidance with me to define several of these things up until this day. And I have local area witness who basically can confirm from his own experiences about collusion, among the local HIV, AIDS agencies and even to the events that happened in court may all be interlocked system of oppression that has been taking advantage of the HIV residents, many of the HIV support services in this area for their direct monetary advantage, in essence an inventory of cattle. Quoted text hidden, quoted text hidden, realuphuman.net Thursday, December 24, 2015 at 10.06 p.m. to 10 years later dash celebdins dash trials dash and dash tribulations at grewup.net forwarded message from realuphuman.net date Sunday, May 28, 2006 at 5.46 p.m. subject forwarded message human without a tongue in local HIV community Oakland, California, USA, HOMOSEXUALSAVAGERY 2005 to san.francisco@ic.fbi.gov/cc/dsalas@syphilatlanta.org Dear FBI, in case I am unable to provide these details later. The community harassment received also a set of AC transit bus drivers that I documented by a report to ACTRANSIT. So there are three different sources of harassment received which include cyber harassment and an account that has been cyber attacked and hacked on October 1, 2005 as well. All of these I have documented in due course of events via email in which I have not been able to provide this email tracking forward. And truly these are real facts. And in May, I have had insufficient legal representation as a defense and my due process rights have been violated. Thank you. I am stuck here with a default legal status of a illegal detainer in all of this. This is not right. Mr. James M. Driscoll 7607 International Boulevard No. 308 Oakland, California, USA 94621-510-562-0703-37. 45 feet 27.44 inches N122. 11 feet 4.00 inches W approximately 53 FT alt for I am bucking the system. I know what is right in ACTRANSIT report of earlier this. Ideals onto ACTRANSIT. Do you think? Bus route 50, bus number 1056, driver 32505 date, sat, 1 real up human. Net, October 28th customer feedback, http://www.actransit.org/cust. According to ACTRANSIT, Org 50 westbound. It was the same bus hash 1056 only because the number somehow. 20 p.m. bus hash 1056 route 50 westbound real up human. Net 2 messages, October 1st AC Transit Incident Report, October 1st 200. According to ACTRANSIT, Org 50 westbound. 20 p.m. bus hash 1056 route 50 westbound. It was the same bus hash 1056 only because the number somehow real up human. Net, October 1st, 28 U.S. Code Section 1746. Unsworn declarations under penalty of perjury U.S. Code notes authorities, CFR, previous next wherever, under any law of the United States or under any rule, regulation, order, or requirement made pursuant to law, any matter is required or permitted to be supported, evidenced, established, or proved by the sworn declaration, verification, certificate, statement, oath, or affidavit, in writing of the person making the same, other than a deposition, or an oath of office, or an oath required to be taken before a specified official other than a notary public. Such matter may, with like force and effect, be supported, evidenced, established, or proved by the unsworn declaration, certificate, verification, or statement, in writing of such person which is subscribed by him, as true under penalty of perjury, and dated, in substantially the following form, 1, if executed without the United States, I declare, or certify, verify, or state, under penalty of perjury under the laws of the United States of America that the foregoing is true and correct. Executed on, date, signature. 2. If executed within the United States, its territories, possessions, or commonwealths, I declare, or certify, verify, or state, under penalty of perjury that the foregoing is true and correct. Executed on, date, signature. Added Pub. L. 94-550, Section 1, October 18, 1976, 90 Stat. 2534. December 2004. What's in a statement? Truth and accuracy in preparing and executing sworn documents. Be Christ A. Arcos, it is Friday afternoon and you are an associate preparing an emergency motion for an ex parte real estate attachment in a pending Massachusetts Superior Court lawsuit for your firm's most important client. The client had notified your firm earlier in the week that the defendant had executed a purchase and sale agreement to transfer a commercial property the following Tuesday at 10 a.m. If this commercial property is sold, the client believes that the proceeds will disappear and that there will be no other assets from which to satisfy a potential judgment in the pending lawsuit. You speak with the client by telephone at 3 p.m. on Friday afternoon and read the affidavit to him. He verifies its content, however he is in his car speaking to you by cell phone and will not have access to a fax machine within the next hour. The client demands that the motion and affidavit be filed immediately, accordingly, he authorizes you to sign his name and to file the motion and affidavit before the close of business that day, pursuant to Rule 4.1, F, and H, of the Massachusetts Rules of Civil Procedure and Superior Court Rule 9A, of 1, the motion must be supported by an affidavit signed under the penalty of perjury. Can you sign the client's name to the affidavit in support of the motion? The short and unequivocal answer is, no. When specifically authorized to do so, it is a commonly accepted practice for a lawyer to sign another individual's name to a letter, pleading or motion, along with the lawyer's initials. However, the same is not true with respect to an affidavit or any other pleading or document signed under the penalties of perjury. The purpose of such an affidavit is to present the sworn statement of the client, not the lawyer. When you sign a client's name to a document under the penalties of perjury, you are also misrepresenting your signature to be that of the client. Your client's authorization does not cure this problem. Mass.
R.
Professor.
C.
8.4, in relevant part, provides that it is professional misconduct for an attorney to sad face, C. engage in conduct involving dishonesty, fraud, deceit, or misrepresentation, D. engage in conduct that is prejudicial to the administration of justice. H. engage in any other conduct that adversely reflects on his or her fitness to practice law. Signing the client's name to this affidavit and filing it in court would constitute a violation of these rules. You would also be making an intentional misrepresentation to the court in violation of Rule 3.3(1), which prohibits making a false statement of material fact or law to a tribunal. See Matter of Malloy, SJC No. BD 2003-067, November 5, 2003, 3-month suspension for, among other misconduct, signing or directing someone else to sign the client's name to an affidavit and then filing it with the court. Even if the affidavit were not going to be filed in court or used in litigation, signing another's name to a document under the penalties of perjury would still be a misrepresentation in violation of Mass.
R.
Professor.
C.
8.4. C. What if the associate in this hypothetical had signed the client's name to the affidavit and then added his own initials, indicating to the court that it was he, the attorney, and not the client that had signed the affidavit? Although there would then be no misrepresentation concerning who signed the affidavit, the document obviously has not been signed under oath by the putative signatory, as required. The court may reject the filing, which potentially could create other problems for the associate and the client. Misrepresentations in sworn documents filed with a court can result in discipline even where the attorney is not the actual signatory and even if those misrepresentations do not relate to the substance of the litigation. In Matter of Cross, 15 Mass. Addy Disc. R. 157, 1999, a lawyer was publicly reprimanded for filing a return of service with the court that she knew or should have known was not true or correct. On the last day of the 120-day time limit for service, and unable to find a constable, the lawyer decided to serve the complaint herself. She and a friend drove to the corporate defendant's office, where the lawyer left a copy of the complaint while the friend remained in the car. The lawyer filled out the return of service and directed her friend to sign it, thereby implying that the friend had made service at the corporate defendant's office. Exigent circumstances are not a defense to signing a client's name to a sworn document. Similarly, the constraints of a busy schedule will not excuse the attorney's signing a client's name to a sworn document. In Matter of Guinane, SJC No. BD 2004-0038, March 8, 2004, an attorney received a 1-month suspension after he prepared and signed an affidavit in his client's name to support a motion to suppress evidence in a criminal case. In that case, the motion had to be filed in court within 7 days of the hearing and the attorney found himself too busy to drive 65 miles to obtain his incarcerated client's signature. What then should you do when faced with the impossibility of obtaining your client's signature to an affidavit or other sworn statement prior to the expiration of an impending deadline? The most straightforward option is to file a motion to extend the deadline so that you will have a sufficient time to meet with the client and obtain his or her signature. The other available options may vary from case to case. If permitted by the particular court, and preferably by agreement with opposing counsel, you can file an unsigned affidavit with the understanding that you will substitute or supplement it with a signed affidavit on the day of the hearing. In other instances, lawyers have filed affidavits of counsel, making statements based upon information and belief. However, anytime you file an affidavit of counsel, you run the risk of becoming a witness in the case, which obviously is its own problem. It is also imperative that you not disclose privileged or confidential information and that you read the affidavit to the client, and review its content together, before it is filed. In Guinane, the attorney knowingly prepared and signed the client's affidavit, but also did so without discussing the content of the affidavit with the client. In our hypothetical, your options are limited. If the court will not allow you to file the motion with an unsigned affidavit from your client for the purposes of scheduling the hearing for early Monday morning, you will have to obtain the client's signature over the weekend and file the motion and supporting affidavit on Monday morning. In sum, when a document must be signed under the penalties of perjury, resist the pressure to take shortcuts. Leave plenty of time to draft the required affidavit and to obtain your client's or the witness's signature. Require the affiant to read sworn statements carefully. It is advisable that you be available to answer questions at the time that your client or the witness reviews the sworn document. Emphasize how important it is that each statement be truthful and accurate because the document is being signed under the penalties of perjury. Keep in mind also that any affidavit and the circumstances of its creation and execution may well be the subject of a later deposition or cross-examination at trial. Always ensure that the signature on a sworn statement does, in fact, belong to the affiant. As other bar overseer articles have pointed out, the road to discipline or malpractice is often paved with good intentions. Please direct all questions to webmaster@maspo.org. Copyright 2004. Board of Bar Overseers. Office of Bar Council. All rights reserved. Deacon Steve Sarum, I need to create a sworn declaration of truth, a affidavit of facts onto the entire 10-plus-year record of dealing with hate as the social services has violates my rights by judging me unworthy of services and deserving of God's wrath to die a horrible death due to the death sinners list that they all hold and share among their lettershop directors of the HIV community. I guarantee that I can never escape this torrent of hate. This is an embarrassment upon the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States of America. Truly, loud crying face emoji, emotionally in bondage, I will either commit suicide or rid me of these haters, are these haters overturned and named and reprimanded for what they have done to the HIV community to injure us greatly. Thank you, James Martin Driscoll, 3260 Grande Vista, San Bernardino, CA 92405. Your direct property neighbor, The Disinterestedness of Christ's Sympathy by Octavius Winslow, 1862.